Good morning. This is Agashwani Kohima. The morning news read by Jonas Yantan. Nagaland has been awarded the prestigious Agriculture Leadership Award 2024 in the category of Best State in Horticulture. The award was given to the state of Nagaland for its outstanding work in introducing innovative programs and policies for horticulture development, which has positively touched the lives of large number of farmers and the rural people in the state. Minister for Women Resource Development and Horticulture, Salhodonia Kruse, received the award on behalf of the state at the 15th Agriculture Leadership Conclave held last evening in New Delhi in the presence of Union Minister Road Transport and Highways, Nitin Gadkari, and Union Minister Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Shivraj Singh Chauhan. The Agriculture Leadership Award was instituted in 2008 for recognizing excellence and leadership roles played by individuals and organizations towards the development of Indian agriculture and bringing about rural prosperity. These awards are given annually to encourage and recognize the efforts that have made significant contributions in agriculture, livestock, social and rural development and positively impacted the lives of millions of farmers. It may be mentioned that the state has achieved GI registration of three horticultural crops, namely Naga Mirja, Naga Tree Tomato and Naga Sweet Cucumber. The Department of Horticulture has also mobilized the formation of 13 FPCs, and so far an area of 6,800 hectares were brought under organic certification. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare has clarified that existing district and referral hospitals, which have been converted into medical colleges, will continue to receive funding from the central government. Union Health Secretary Apurva Chandra has written a letter to states and union territories in this regard. The Ministry of Health has said that of these 157 medical colleges, 108 have already become functional as of now. Of the 157 colleges approved, 40 are located in the aspirational districts. The ministry said a centrally sponsored scheme to provide central funding support for opening new medical colleges by strengthening and upgrading the district hospitals was introduced in 2014. The ministry said the government is taking concerted efforts to increase the number of medical colleges. At present, there are 706 medical colleges in the country. St. Joseph University yesterday conducted its fresher induction for the undergraduate students cum inaugural function for Bachelor of Physical Education at SJU Auditorium, Jimukadima. Advisor to Chief Minister Abu Mehta, who is also the ambassador of St. Joseph Palliative Care Nagaland, lauded the institution for being the first educational institute in Nagaland to incorporate Bachelor of Physical Education and Sports as a course. He said this new venture will write many stories for generations to come. Mehta also said it is a significant landmark for the state as it continued to strengthen and build the foundations of the sports ecosystem in Nagaland. Mehta said these students will one day groom and produce the next generation of Olympic and world champions. Emphasizing the scope of sports industry as unlimited, the advisor said the sports is not only becoming an athletic or a coach, but has dozens to venture in professional fields like media and broadcasting, sports administration, event management, personality management and others. To this, Mehta urged the students to be committed and take the opportunity to empower themselves in knowledge and become a contributing member of the society of tomorrow. The Supreme Court yesterday said that a Muslim woman is entitled to maintenance from her husband under Section 125 of the Code of Criminal Procedure. The bench comprising Justices B.V. Nagaratnam and Augustine George Massey dismissed a petition in the case in which the man filed a plea against the direction to pay interim maintenance to his divorced wife under Section 125 CRPC. The bench also ruled that if during the pendency of the application the woman gets divorced, then she can take recourse to the Protection of Rights on Marriage 2019 Act. The bench said that the Muslim Women Protection of Rights on Divorce Act 1986 would not prevail over the secular law. The bench stated that a remedy under the 2019 Act is in addition to the remedy under Section 125 CRPC. The DOC Court clarified that the law for seeking maintenance would be valid for all women and not just married women. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.